Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to that place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus
Christ. For Rob's 5-minute history lesson. In the early to mid-1980s, Ronald Reagan, as president, and Tip O'Neill, as Speaker of the House, were very good friends. Reagan, the new conservative popular president, and Tip O'Neill, the old-time liberal Democrat. They were very good friends. They would get together for dinners and lunches and go out for cocktails. Not that long ago, Ted Kennedy, the liberal lion of the Senate, and Orrin Hatch, a Mormon senator and conservative from Utah, were best friends. Again, not that long ago, on the U.S. Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the hero of the left, was best friends with Scalia, thank you, Antonin Scalia, who was very much an arch-conservative Catholic, but they loved each other deeply. Yet something has happened in recent years, and there can be all kinds of reasons why it's happened, where people we disagree with politically, or sometimes even regarding matters of faith, it's no longer good enough to disagree and remain friends. There's some kind of a requirement now that we have to hate them and do everything possible to make their lives miserable or even to simply dismiss them as somehow being unworthy of anything. Well, in this gospel, Jesus is dealing with a fairly similar situation. He's dealing with Samaritans and Jews as examples. And even though they both came from a common heritage,
they diverged in the way they thought they should worship. And that caused such division among them that it led to hatred. And a good Jew would have had nothing to do with a seminarian, that too, a Samaritan. And on top of that, a Samaritan would never have even tried to talk to a Jew. They hated each other. Yet Jesus sets up this example of the Samaritan being merciful and loving to say, if you want to be justified with God, this is what you do, folks. This is what you do. It's not about how pious you are. It's not about how much time you spend in the temple. It's about how merciful you are toward others. Well, even in our church, we can have these same vitriolic feelings between people we might disagree with for how we worship. Causes division and even leads to hatred at times. Well, as people who call ourselves Catholic, Christian, we've got a requirement to not do that. To not hate people we disagree with, but to love them. And not only just to love them in theory, but to love them in action. To be merciful to them as the Samaritan was to the victim of the robbers. And if we can't be an example of that kind of love, there is no hope for our world. Because it has to start with us. And maybe if here in our little corner of this great big planet, we try to do that a little bit more, we try to be just a little bit more merciful, maybe our example can change hearts. Because if we don't start to do that, it could be really easy to lose hope. But because of Christ, there's always hope.